Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a 2-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the whack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go. We can
turn a whole... Hey y'all, the OGs and new listeners alike, I am Randy and this is my indie episode. And before I get into my spill, a quick shout out to our patrons over on Patreon. We have weekly meetings every week among other things, and they're the highlight of a lot of our weeks. And I'm just grateful for how y'all have made space for us and rock with us for like years in some cases, especially this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you as well to everyone else who consistently listens to our show. That's a bomb way to show support as well. And we see you. So what had happened was, I've been having a hard time creating. At the time of these production notes and recording, presidential elections and general elections are about a week away. And everybody and everything is on edge. There is also an active and streamable genocide happening in Gaza with an intention to exterminate all Palestinians, not forgetting all of the other genocides and mass violence occurring that we know about and don't know about. And it has been very, very, very hard for me to be in the world. I'm about a decade removed from college, but there are many things I remember and learned to do. And one of those things I really learned to do was read and to look at history and how it repeats itself. And I've been filled with a lot of rage and sadness. Like, I'm honestly just trying to find the words. These notes took so long to do. I'm enraged because every day for the past 370 something days, Bisan from Gaza, a journalist, a sister, a daughter, and a young woman has shown up online to document this genocide of her people in an effort to stop all the bloodshed. She has even won an Emmy in the U.S. for her work. And still, I read comments online and I can see the hopelessness and the despair we're all feeling in some way. And concerning the elections, I see lots and lots of comments saying something of the sort, like, I want Palestine to be free, but I can't afford a protest vote, or the genocide is awful, but I have small children, I have to think of them, and so on. And a lot of these types of convos are in response to posts and declarations that these elections and the candidates ain't shit and never gonna be shit. And while there are a lot of things that enrage me about it all, the main thing is, day by day, this country and its profit-driven goals have worked tirelessly to strip us of our imagination. And I didn't have words for this until I read Trisha Hersey's, aka the Nat Ministries, book, Rest is Resistance, a manifesto. I followed her for a few years and finally read her book a few months ago, and she was preaching. She talked about her relationship to rest and how the women in her family prioritized taking 30 minutes a day, no matter what, to be still and talk to God or to nap. She talks about her own experiences in the dreamscape and how her work and studies and personal experiences has made it clear that white supremacy is rampant, as we know, and determined to work us all to death. But we are not machines. But still, they are determined to do this, as they have to indigenous people and to enslaved Africans. And clearly, there is no line profit-driven corporations and countries won't cross. Like, there's no moral code. But there is hope, right? Because it can't all be despair and exhaustion. And as that one quote says, it cannot always be night, okay? And one of those ways we can resist this cycle of exhaustion and poverty and self-sabotage and community sabotage is to rest and to be intentional about it and to make time to imagine. And I am full of rage because there are so many people who have decided that imagining a different way, a better way, and acting on it by not giving these politicians an out when it concerns genocide and the depravity people in Sudan, the Congo, and here are living in. As y'all know, we moved to a relatively nice area. It's gonna be a great place to trick or treat because the neighboring houses have like 20 feet decorations and you just know they're gonna be giving out full candy bars. And yet, there are lots and lots and lots of tents popping up in our same area. People have made this space off the highway that leads to our place homes. I have honestly never seen so many white people on the street. Like, people I know who got it has even needed to borrow money this year. We have needed to borrow money this year when nothing about our lifestyles have changed. I saw a guy holding a sign yesterday. On one side it said, "Yes, this sucks." And on the other it said, "But it beats stealing." Clearly things are not right. And that's just like in my little corner of the woods. People in Florida, North Carolina, and Tennessee are still without lights and drinkable water. And I know so many of us are aware of what's going on and we don't necessarily need reminders. But what I have been most surprised by is the apathy and the compromises people are making on their values and their hearts, because they and all of us on some level feel like we don't have a choice. Or we do have a choice, but we are invested in not giving a fuck. So it's been really hard being privy to a number of genocides, especially the one happening in Gaza. It's hard watching and knowing that there are black people across the world suffering because of greed and killing themselves to avoid sexual assault, killing kids for minerals, powering our tech. It's been hard losing respect for people and people losing respect for me because of how we feel about what's going on. And it's hard fighting against judgment and judging others, when what it all really comes down to is that we're all afraid and have been put in a situation by this country where it feels safer to forget ourselves and our common humanity. Lack and scarcity feels safer and grants like immediate gratification in a way a revolt and revolution doesn't. So it's hard out here, but there are things that help me resist and help me imagine and remind me to love and to be present. And I want to take this episode to share some of those things with y'all. First up is the Finch app. So Finch is an app that you may have seen on the internet, but I was invited to it by Yanitza, my sex doula. We have episode together and I do an episode about my experience with her as a sex doula. And so, you can go back and listen to those if you want to see why it's so on, like it's so on brand for Yanitza to be the one to send me this app. But it was about 8 months ago, and it's honestly one of the best things that happened to me this year. I did not have one of those Tamagotchi pets as a kid. I knew people who did, And it just seemed like a lot of work. Like, you got to feed it. It's sleeping. It's crying. It's like a whole thing. And it just seemed, I was already raising parents. I was like, I can't do this thing that wants me. But Finch has been my second chance to enjoy some inner child play. And it literally helps me get out of bed. So on Finch, everyone gets a bird or a burb, and it grows based on the goals you accomplish or you. So some of my goals include getting out of the bed, drinking water, and brushing my teeth. And these are important to me because when I'm depressed and like really feeling it, these are the main things that stop for me. Like, I'm not brushing my teeth because I'm not getting out of bed, and I'm not drinking water because I'm not getting out of bed. Like, you know, it's to the bathroom and back to the bed when I'm really deep in it. And so I made sure that those were definitely like top goals that I had to make sure I check off every day. And every day I do these things. And every day that I do these things, my Finch grows. So she is now 7 months. Okay, we are twinsies, so that's where our relationship is. We're twinsies, and her name is Binksy, which is inspired by Binks from Hocus Pocus. Y'all know I love my Halloween and my horror. And I just really enjoy this app because you always get coins and points for growth, and you get to change their clothes and add to their treehouse. And me and Binksy are ready for Halloween. Okay, like, she got pumpkins in her room, she got stars on her wall. Like, it's a lot of fun. And I, of course, will link all of this. And if y'all want to friend me on Finch, please do so. I will also link that. Yeah. So if you're having a rough day, also the app has a first aid kit. So there was one day I had like, it was just a tough ass morning with Drew. I don't know what, like, she went to bed late. It was just like a rough night of sleep. I dropped her off. Like, it was just, y'all know, parents, people who have to take care of people. It just was not a morning. It was not the best morning, you know. Everybody's grumpy, everybody's tired, growth spurts, all the things. And I had put in my Finch app when I opened it, you know, how I was feeling. I did like a down face or something like that. And it was like, hey, so you've been, you keep pressing this emoji that looks like it wants to scream. Maybe you should visit the first aid kit. And the first aid kit has lots of like really helpful things that are free and like part of the app. They have a section where you can just rant, like, or just write out everything you feeling. They have a section where you can do breathing exercises. It's just really helpful. I love it. And it's been fun for me. And I feel, y'all, like, the tech has got me because I feel super connected to this animated bird. Okay. Like, me and Binksy, it's gang. Okay. Because she's just the sweetest thing. And, you know, as you complete tasks, your bird gets to visit other countries. And so I'm learning a lot about like Iceland. And right now she's in Brazil. And so she discovers things on her walks and brings it back. Like, it's just so much fun, y'all. And again, I say it's free to use. And so I highly recommend it if you're just finding it really hard to like be excited by anything or to just take care of yourself. They do have a lifetime membership offering. So for like a premium version, I have the premium. But my fee was covered by a guardian. So guardians are people who really support the app, and they pay for people to experience the pro for a certain amount of time. So the pro version opens you up to more. You get more like options for clothes. You get, instead of like one gift box a day, you'll get two, where you can either get, it either has coins or it'll have like furniture or outfits for the theme. And so right now it's Halloween, so it's creepy season. And so there are like lots of pumpkin things and candy corn dresses. It's so cute. I should not be having as much fun as I am, but I am. And Drew baby this Binksy for me sometimes. So she'll dress her and do her room. And I like Drew to do those things. When she asks, she'll be like, can we check on Binksy? Because she'll put stuff together that I hadn't even thought about, like in the room. And so it's also like increasing my creativity. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. You can also become a guardian. I have not become a guardian yet, but I do intend to, because I would love to sponsor somebody to really try out this app, because it has really helped me. And thankfully, because God heard me, someone graciously, a guardian paid for my lifetime membership. And so I have the premium membership for life. And I didn't have to pay for it, you know. I was very grateful. And when you do get the, if you do decide to do this, you start off with a premium and it's like easy to cancel. I think they give you like a month or a week to try it out. And it's so easy to fall in love with it. And it's reasonable, right? But it's hard out here. And so it feels difficult to like invest in something, quote unquote, silly, like, you know, a Finch app. But I'm very gracious that and grateful that somebody, a guardian, sponsored me. And I think it had a lot to do with me opening it like every day. Like I'm like on like, I don't even know what, where's my phone? I've opened it every day. Like I haven't, I've missed one day, but because I've opened it so many days, it gave me like a free, you know, like a free pass, because streaks are hard. But anyway, so I recommend that if you do get the app, open it every day, really engage with it. And a guardian may find you. They may find you and pay for you to get premium. But yeah, so that's my number one. The Finch app has definitely been helping me resist the despair and the poverty mindset and the sabotage. And it's helped me imagine, and it's reminded me to love and be present and to get out of bed, brush my teeth, and drink some water. The second thing is the Dodo Bird video. So I follow the Dodo Bird on Instagram and on YouTube. The animal videos, y'all, they're getting me through. I especially love the rescue stories and the fostering stories. So it's when people rescue, you know, cats and dogs who have been abandoned and neglected, left out into the wind, haven't been shaved, haven't, you know, are currently pregnant but can't walk. Devastating, like abuse inflicted on them, but it is people, humans of all like creeds and ethnicities, rescuing them and fostering them and getting them well and then sending them off, you know, to like a forever home or deciding to keep them. And it's just been really good for my soul, because you literally get to like watch these animals over time come back to life. And they just have a strong will to survive and to live despite, you know, the pain and the fear that they're in and are feeling. And so those have been really getting me through, because a lot of the Dodo Bird videos end positively. There was one I felt like I got conned to watch, because it ended with this sweet puppy being sent to the farm, the kill farm. And it wasn't because anything was wrong with him. It was just after he had been fostered. He had been given to a family who, you know, apparently passed all the tests or whatever. And then they ended up like giving him up, any like they ended up not keeping him, and that was not the point. And everybody in the comments on YouTube were like, why the fuck is this on the Dodo Bird? Like, why is this even, this is not the Dodo Bird, like this is not why we are here, just to find out this baby who has been, you know, rescued and rehabilitated is still dead, you know. So that's the only one so far out of the year I've been watching these that has really been like, the Dodo Bird is tripping. But there is so good in the world, and videos like that and the Dodo Bird's channel and page, including y'all, Black People Pets. I don't know if y'all follow that page. I get my whole life. I love that page. I love Black people and I love how we treat our pets, because we treat them a specific way. Okay. And they love it. But yeah, so that is my number two. Number three is green juices. So somehow the algorithm made it so a video of someone silently making a green juice found its way to my feed. So the algorithm, okay, and it got it right. And I have since been going down a rabbit hole of experimenting. My favorite juice mixes are green apples with celery, lots of celery, y'all, because celery is actually really sweet. I think my, you know, like the raw vegetable heads know that, but it's actually really sweet. And I'm, shout out to my grandparents, because my grandfather had this beautiful farm, not farm, but like a garden. Like, I mean, beautiful garden that he kept up when we were all younger. And so I'm really used to eating raw vegetables, you know, that hasn't been, you know, touched or cooked. And I'm also used to, there used to be a man, like back in the 90s, that rode around the neighborhood with a truck full of vegetables. So peppers, tomatoes, celery, that my grandmother used to walk out and get, you know, back in the ancient 1900s. But anyway, so I love celery. And then finding out celery has all this yummy goodness and vitamins and stuff, and it's really great for a juice. because it's just, it's sweet. I cannot explain it. It's sweet, but not like in a sugary way. Okay, let me stop. I'm ranting. So my favorite juice mixes are green apple, celery, with cucumbers. Cucumbers are so good. Ginger, mint, parsley, a dash of turmeric. A little bit more than a dash. Not so much that it changes the juice from green to yellow. But you know. Lemon and pineapple. And I just tried it. And, you know, Mikey got this juicer that he's talked about on the podcast. I got it for his birthday or Christmas, one of these holidays, about a year ago. And since we moved, it's been kind of just up. But because all of these ingredients are super cheap for now, you know, I just got them one day and I've been juicing, y'all. And green juices are said to be good for inflammation and the blood and your gut. And I love all these things, you know, individually. So I was like, well, let me combine them. And everybody in the comments on these like videos are like, I tried this combination. It was so good. And so I am definitely prone to trust user experiences, and especially if they are repeated. So I tried it and I highly recommend it. But like outside of like the health benefits, it's been really making me super happy to get in like this meditative state of juicing these ingredients and then having it in the fridge for the week, because once it's like chilled, it's so good and you do not need a lot. Like I just fill up like a little 8-ounce cup and I just sip my little heart away and it's refreshing. And this also brings me to Magic Mind. Now, normally, y'all know I would normally have some like music before this mention and after, but the team at Magic Mind found in their research that listeners were more liable to listen and perhaps even try out the product if the collaborator and host, i.e. me, spoke about Magic Mind in a more honest, transparent way that didn't feel like really addy. Now, while I do have a code for y'all to try out, as I have the last few episodes, I am a genuine user of Magic Mind. At the time of this recording, I just finished my last bottle. As y'all have heard me say over the last few episodes specifically, Magic Mind has lots of great ingredients like lion's mane, mushrooms, agave, ashwagandha, matcha, and more. It gives me a boost of energy and it is very calming. On days where I have a lot of things to do, I like to take it with my coffee. And lately, I found myself turning to it on the days Drew is home from school or like on the weekends when she wakes up at the crack of ass, which is ironic because when it's time to wake up in the morning, when it's time to go to school, it's 10 more minutes, mom. I'm trying to get out of bed. I can't do it. But like on Saturday, it's, hi, you want to play? And like me and Mike are just like, do you know the week we had? Like, you know, so when I find myself complaining and feeling really frazzled and just like ungrounded, I drink a shot of Magic Mind on an empty stomach and it helps. I mean, like, I'm just like, whoo, it's like, it's cooling. You know, it just hits the bottom of my stomach and I'm like, okay, Randy, tap in. You're a mother. You're a person. You're alive. So I know, I say all that to say that I know also that rent is due, okay, and the prices and the rent is rising and things just cost so much, and the things we are used to having cost a lot. And like for instance, I got this honey bun the other day, y'all. I was so mad because I love honey buns and I shouldn't be eating them, but I do every now and then. And I especially love the iced glazed ones. Don't judge me, I'm from the South. But I got one, and y'all, when I tell you the paper, like, it was circled like a cinnamon roll, like it was, but like not a good one. And I was so upset. I told the lady at the gas station, I was like, these are smaller. And she laughed. She was like, yeah, but you know, it's still good. So like, it's okay. Anyway, so yeah, I know that like all the things, right? And it may not be like money things for y'all, but I do want to let you know that I do not get commission based on how much you buy or anything like that. That's not like our agreement with Magic Mind. Listener interactions, though, do connect me to more deals and discounts that I can share with y'all. So give it a try. Yeah, just give it a try. And especially because there are lots of discounts available to you. Shipping is also really cute. They send you like a little message, and it's really easy to subscribe and cancel, because y'all know sometimes these companies be trying it and you can't figure out how to cancel. But this is very seamless, very smooth, because I've definitely had to cancel a subscription when the date that it was supposed to fall didn't fall on the date that I needed it to. So you know, just to do it, just to restart it. So I highly recommend it. And if you are interested, and I hope you do try it, you can use my code RANDYPD20 for 20% off at magicmind.com/RANDYPD20.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
The fourth and final thing that has helped me resist, you know, despair and like compromising my soul, that helps me imagine and reminds me to love and be present even in like the pain and the, you know, deep suffering that is happening all around is solarpunk. So solarpunk is a new genre of literature, art, and activism that I stumbled upon when I reread Parable of the Sawyer this year. So I want to say maybe Renee put it in Discord, or I found it like doom scrolling on Twitter, never X. And the tweet was by Jamila_Dawson, aka the sex therapist. And she said, if you're going to reread Parable of the Sawyer, I suggest pairing it with solarpunk stories. It's all too easy to focus solely on a horrific future. Better futures are possible. We can imagine and create them. She later goes on and makes recommendations. And of course, I will link that in the show notes. But I was stunned because before that day, I have never heard of this genre, this subgenre of science fiction. And so y'all know I had to do my rabbit hole thing, because I was currently rereading The Parable of the Sawyer, actually. And for those who may not know, Parable of the Sawyer is a dystopian novel written by the late and great Octavia Butler. And has been called a prophetic work because it's so similar and it mirrors so much to what's actually currently going on. Plus, the story takes place in 2024. And in the book, there's also an active election going on. And people are skeptical and hurting and poor and, you know, trying to survive and have lost hope. It's dystopian, you know. And again, it just mirrors so well with what's happening. And Octavia Butler actually said she wrote the book based on what she was observing in the 90s. I think it's like 1996 the book was published. So like, do y'all understand that? She says it wasn't like some divine intervention guidance, though, you know, a lot of people think and know it was, but she just peeped game and she wrote the book based off what she could see happening if things didn't shift in the 90s. But like Jamila said and noted, it is a tough read. It's a really good read. It follows a black girl, Lauren, who loses her family. There's mass violence and corruption everywhere. People are on drugs that make them want to set things on fire and then make them want to set people on fire. It is crazy. But the one thing I noticed this time around when I read it, because this will be my third read, was Lauren kept saying, "I intend to survive." And so pairing this reread with the learning of solarpunk, I have discovered that dystopia isn't the only way to survive. And that realization has really been heart healing for me. It's been so heart healing. So a source I'm pulling from moving forward, and I'll also link any other sources that I pull from, but it's a source from the article, A Solarpunk Manifesto and Butterflies and Aliens, Library of Literary Eccentricities and Rarities. Okay, y'all, bear with me because I'm about to nerd out. So the term solarpunk was coined back in 2008 by an anonymous source, and it is thought to be a response to both cyberpunk literature and art and steampunk literature and art. So to my understanding, steampunk, think the Wild Wild West. So it's a time that is dystopian. It's set in the future. There are lots of steam engines. People wear goggles. I think maybe Snowpiercer on Netflix may also be a really good example of like steampunk. Penny Dreadful, if you've ever seen that show on Netflix, is really good. It's also a good example. And for cyberpunk, think The Matrix, you know, and Blade Runner. I would even say maybe iRobot. And again, this genre is also dystopian, meaning it's set in a time and a place that is hopeless, it's destitute, it's scarce, it's scary, it's hard and full of conflict. The machines oppress people and are getting smarter and more deadlier by the minute. But in response to all of this, though, y'all, was solarpunk. So solarpunk was created and it asked, how can we build a sustainable community and world right now? So in solarpunk literature, people and animals communicate with each other. The sun is a viable source of renewable energy. There's a focus on teaching children how to build tech, you know, and how to like, you know, work with things that are needed for the future. Lives, and there may be suffering, but it's not like catastrophic, you know, and it is characterized as the idea of an optimism for the future. A quote from this article states, "We are starved for visions of the future that will sustain us and give us something to hope for. Ideas of life beyond the rustic chrome of yestermorrow or nightmare realms of radiated men eating the flesh of other radiated men. We're solar punks because the only other options are denial and despair." Whew. I read that and I was like, yes, I found my people. Many of you know I am a fan of horror and true crime and all of that, but I'm also a fan of having faith. And what if we could imagine like a best case scenario? What if we didn't pick and choose which decapitated babies are worthy, you know, and which person deserves fresh water? What if there was more to this life and our future than just despair and dystopia? And I know it's like literary and it sounds so fantastical, but like, what if the answer is actually fantastical? Like, what if it is? So I still obviously have a lot to learn and read and integrate into my own life. But discovering and playing with these four things this year, and especially solarpunk, art, literature, and activism, I have a renewed will to live and a renewed sense of courage that knows I don't have to put a hierarchy on human life or compare what is less evil, you know, and while things may and can and probably will get worse, the worst is not the end. Finally, y'all, I'll leave you with this. The white father told us, "I think, therefore I am." The black mother within each of us, the poet, whispers in our dreams, "I feel, therefore I can be free." Audre Lorde. Inhale, my emotions are not my enemy. Exhale, I won't abandon myself. Inhale, stoicism won't save me. Exhale, I am present to pain. Quote and mantras found on co-author Riley's page, Black Liturgies, Instagram page, also will be linked in the show notes. Mm-hmm. if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Let me know what you think about my list. Let me know what you are doing this year. What have you turned to this year that has positively, you know, impacted you and affected your family? What is keeping you present? What is keeping you alive? What is giving you hope? Be sure to email that at blackmailmirror@gmail.com, or you can, you know, you can hit us up on social media or wherever y'all have access to us, via Discord or Patreon. We always, always, always look forward to y'all's feedback. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. This episode of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast was edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company. We are now still available on all your favorite streaming services. Rate us 5 stars, y'all, and review us. We love hearing from y'all, and we love reading your reviews. To support our podcast, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get unedited, edited, and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more. Follow me on social media, y'all, at Randy is Rich on Instagram. Or Wordy Productions on Instagram. Not really over there at the moment, but I am on my personal page. Please be sure to send me a DM that you are a listener of the show so that I am not just allowing bots and things. I do have my page locked down as a boundary. And so if you do not message me, or if I can't tell that you are also a listener of BMM, I will not accept your friend requests. Because I can't tell. The bots and the everything is getting trickier, okay? And you can also, again, follow us on our podcast page, Black Millennial Marriage. Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed. Don't settle. Don't settle. Fight clean. Peace. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.